Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Hello and welcome to The Sparkly Show. My name's Ian Chapman, aka Dr. Glam, and I'm delighted to be back on Otago Access Radio after quite a long gap, I've got to say. So this show, The Sparkly Show, is all about the arts, the empowerment of the arts, the healing properties of the arts, why we consume art, what it means to us. So it's not just about music. I'm going to be having guests, painters, jewelers, sculptors, thespians, you name it. If it's involved with the arts, it's going to be on this show. I'm absolutely delighted to have as my first guest on the show the wonderful Molly Devine, who is a rather wonderful musician, probably no stranger to many of you. Say hi, Molly.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on your first Sparkly Show. I love sparkles, so I'm very happy to be here.
That's right. Molly is a very sparkly performer. And I should point out, too, that Molly and I go back quite a few years. She came through the Otago University music degree course, which I have been teaching on for the last years. I think it's nearly 20 now. And Molly and I have, since she's finished her degree, we've performed quite a few times on various shows and so forth. So it's delightful to have Molly here as my first guest. So Molly, why is it music for you?
Well, I feel like it kind of just always has been. I love creating things in general. So I love painting and I love cooking and I used to do drama at school, all those sorts of things. Arts in general is my jam. But I found I just kept getting sort of drawn back into music. And even when I started university, I was like, oh, I'll do English and psychology, and I'll do some music as well, and ended up doing full-time music in no time. And I just keep finding that keeps happening in my life, that music is sort of a bit of a magnet for me.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I can't imagine a life without music. I mean, it's helped me through all sorts of difficult times. And, you know, you mentioned studying psychology. I think, you know, you can find out a lot about yourself and the world you live in through music as well. It's so insightful. And I just got licked on the elbow by Molly's wonderful dog. That's why there was a...
Right, just getting involved.
Yeah. So we're recording this interview in Molly's living room. And
now he's shaking my hand.
Thank you, Raja.
Thank you.
So this is a very real show, folks. look, let's play some music. Molly, I'd like to hit you to play one of your tracks. What track would you like to play us?
Why don't we start with Rain? So actually... just this week I released the music video for Rain. It's the second track on my new EP called Rain in the River. And yeah, it's really special to me, this song.
We lie under the heavy sky. You say it's been a crazy week. Clouds roll in your stormy eyes. I brush your hair stuck to your cheek. Why can't you tell me what you think? It's not about me.
Thanks, Molly. Great stuff. How did you come up with Rain?
So I was at the local park walking around with my dog, as I am most days, and I was thinking about a friend of mine that was going through a really hard time, and that line just came to me, the rain in the river on its way to the sea, and I felt a really beautiful sense of release that, you know, we can feel so responsible for everything, but we're just this tiny little piece of a whole on the way to, I guess, a even greater whole. I don't know. So that it just felt really, it felt like it was really soothing, that message to me. And then the rest of the story came out really naturally. It's just a really true story in the verses. And it was just lyrics. And, oh, actually, no, the chorus came to me when I was walking through, sort of as it is now. You know how sometimes the whole thing comes out. So, then I took it to a producer in Wellington called Nick Brinkman. And I was going, oh, this is how I hear it, this is how I hear it. And he really nailed it. Like, he really got what I was going for. And and I think we got kind of a groovy sort of vibe to it as well. I really like that sort of slide guitar sounding synth that goes with it. And yeah, I think it's got a brightness, but it's a sad message. I think it's a sort of about mental health, and but it's sort of healing as well at the same time. Yeah.
That's an interesting point, because we were both involved in an event just, 2 weeks ago, the Five Ways event about mental health and youth, youth health, youth suicide, all that sort of thing. I've always found music to be a particularly healing thing for me. Obviously, same to you.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And for me, it's not just the listening to it, it's the writing it, it's the dancing to it. Everything about music is really healing to me.
So one thing I'm interested in, Molly, is that you've gone down quite a poppy route. And when I first met you, you were a real rocker. You first came onto the Otago University music course, you were really into rock, and you seem to have gone down a more poppy route. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know. Some people have their genre, and I sort of just have music, I guess. So when I, as you say, I got to uni and I was obsessed with Led Zeppelin, and then through uni I got a little bit more sort of art music-y, even got really out there. I was really into Joni Mitchell and Radiohead and some even more obscure, like, yeah, I just was really sort of delving into obscurity, which was really fun. And then I finished uni and I sort of was doing sort of indie pop. It was quite dark. And I was feeling kind of dark. I think I was really worried about the universe, patriarchy, climate change, all those sorts of things. Just feeling generally concerned and bleak. And then last year I sort of had a moment. I turned around and I realized, you know, yes, the patriarchy and climate change are still an impending doom, but I was feeling less bogged down by it. And I really wanted to express that in my music. So I sort of went for a brighter sound, and I really wanted people to be able to sing along and definitely dance, because I love dancing. So I really wanted to get people dancing and singing along, and what better way to do that than write pop music?
That's a great answer. I have always been a big, big fan of pop music. You know, there's this fictitious kind of rock-pop divide that exists, and rock fans are not pop fans, and pop fans are not rock fans. And in academia, there's this kind of division as well, where rock somehow has some sort of more weight to it than pop. But I have always adored pop, and I always will. One of my favorite songs of all time is Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
Yes!
from the late 60s. You can't beat a good pop song to make you feel good. Speaking of pop songs, let's play another one. What would you like to play us this time?
Well, if we want to go pop, this is probably my most pop one that I've released so far. This is called Someone Like You, and it's a love song about meeting someone on the dance floor. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I can see you in the flashing lights. Did you come along tonight? Catch your eyes, ocean blue. So many. Thank you.
one thing that strikes me about the stuff you're producing these days, the music you're coming up with, is how well packaged and produced it is. Do you want to talk a little bit about the process for that?
For sure. So about over a year ago now, just over a year ago, I was producing all the music by myself and I was loving it. It was great. But there was definitely limitations to it in that there was gaps in my knowledge and I wasn't getting it to the caliber that I really wanted to. So I did this thing that all the musicians in the world seem to be really into at the moment, collabing. And they sometimes hate it when you call it that. So collaborations. I was working with other writers and things like that. And actually the EP is just my first four collaborations I ever did. It just worked really well. It was like, oh, so I met a guy called Nigel Stanford. He's from Wellington. He's, I guess he does sort of film and advertising stuff. He's got this amazing YouTube video called Automatica. I would check it out. It's robots playing instruments and they actually are playing the instruments. It's really impressive. And he's got this beautiful studio in Wellington. That's so much fun. They've got pinball machines and massive desks and you feel like a rock star. And he works with a guy called Nick Brinkman, who is so cool. Nick and I get along so well. And he's sort of more in the pop music world, indie pop music world. He's worked with like Lady Hawk and Naked and Famous. He's currently got a project called Beach Blue. He's also worked with a girl called Josie Moon. And so when I got into the studio, I had this like behemoth of a poem. And that's sort of how I was writing at the time, just sort of getting poems and sort of sculpting the music around them. And it was really funny because both these producers that I was working with are really into really concise, you know, and I had like all these long-winded lines. And so they were like, I like this line, I like this line, I like this line. And then we turned it into a song, you know, and it was really good for me to let go of sort of this crazy idea that I had, but still to be able to see that idea just in a much more digestible kind of way. And they, at the time, were sort of producing the track as we were writing it. And yeah, so I would say the slickness of it is definitely down to those two just being amazing at what they do. Yeah.
And so this is the way you intend to continue on for now?
For sure. For sure. I mean, the next four, I've sort of got a whole lot of songs now because I've been doing a lot of collaborating. So I don't know what's coming next, but some of them I've written myself. Some of them I've collaborated on, but definitely from collaborating, I've learned a lot about pop song structure. So a lot more pop songs are just coming out of me, which feels really good. And so a bit of both, but definitely on the production side, I really have enjoyed giving that responsibility away because there's some amazing, amazing producers in this world that can turn your ideas into how you actually heard them instead of just sort of, yeah, that's kind of what it was like in my head, you know.
So you, I suspect, regard producers as, you know, creators and musicians in their own right.
Definitely, particularly the ones that I've worked with. And in pop music, sort of the synthesized world, they kind of have to be. Yeah, yeah.
Let's play another track.
Awesome. Okay, so this is my favorite one. This one's called The Sculptor. This is the first song. This was the behemoth poem that became a pop song. Yeah.
Fortress on a seashell speckled shore. We lay in Chisley with his fingers as the cold blue ocean roar. And the ocean hummed its tallest tune. Different moon and the golden sun caressed.
That is a lovely track, Molly.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I am a very interdisciplinary animal. It's not just music for me. Music for me has always been wrapped up with theatre and visuals and so forth. And I, like a lot of other art forms, I understand, Molly, that you're quite into dancing as well.
Yes, particularly recently, I have got more and more and more into dancing. So I did a course recently called an ecstatic dance course. I don't know if any of your listeners have heard of ecstatic dance before, but it's sort of like dancing in a club, but you don't have the drugs and alcohol aspect of it, I guess. And it's also a bit more of a journey than that. So it sort of starts, often you start lying on the ground, and then it's about exploring your, I guess, existence through movement. It's really fantastic. It's very immersive and transformational, and I'm really into it, and I'm getting more and more and more into it. And actually, in the future, my music has already sort of been influenced by it. It's getting more and more and more dancey and flowy, and yeah, so some tracks that I've got coming out soon I think will show sort of that dance side of what I love doing.
Sounds great. We might wrap it up there, Molly. I've got to leave room on the show for one empowering track that might take people by surprise. But it's been great chatting to you. Thanks so much for being the first guest on the Sparkly Show.
Oh, I'm so honoured to be the first guest. That's so exciting. I can't wait for all the future episodes.
Oh, and so look out for Molly whenever she's playing around town. Molly, do you want to give us some idea of where people can hear your music?
Yeah, so Spotify, iTunes, recently on YouTube with the new video, and at Vogel Street at 6:10 on Saturday.
Fantastic. Thanks, Molly. Now on the show, you will inevitably hear quite a lot of David Bowie. Everyone knows me as the David Bowie guy, and I am unashamedly so, I've got to admit. But I thought today I would avoid doing the obvious. You will hear a lot of empowering songs, songs with positive messages and so forth on this show. Here's one from The Darkness. We'll be right back.
everything is A-okay. Touching you, touching me, touching you, yes, you're touching me. I believe in a thing called love, just a turn of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. We'll be looking till the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love.
Glorious, glorious glam rock in the form of the darkness. I read a lot of motivational books. I enjoy motivational quotes. Here's a couple. Jean-Paul Sartre, freedom is what you do with what's been done to you. George Bernard Shaw suggests, people are always blaming circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on in life are the people who get up and look for the circumstances that they want. And if they can't find them, make them up. That's great. And David Brinkley suggests, a successful man is one who can lay a firm foundation with the bricks that others throw at him. The wonderful Eleanor Roosevelt, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. My thanks to Molly Devine, my wonderful guest on today's show. I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks' time on The Sparkly Show. Bye-bye.
The Sparkly Show.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go with podcasts and live streaming of premier local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.